Hey. That's too far back, baby. Were you going to cross over? Fine. You were here last week, weren't you? I remember that. Are you the singing? Are you here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights? Well, isn't that kind of you? Right. Usher, would you give him the money now? Say, it's busy. I think we have close to a couple of hundred people here. Some of them are lying down back there. But the majority of them. Beg pardon?
What do you want me to sit?
Where would you like to sit?
Well, how about that?
Yeah, it's fine. You can, here, stretch out here. We have a lot of seats. That's fine. Where's the harmonica? You got it?
Oh, right here.
You remember the theme? You should.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. So long, Letty. Da 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 da.
No.
You play a little bit, Dave.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, hey. That's good. When we play the theme, do you want to play it?
Well, I might last it up.
No, you couldn't. Play the last half. All right. Morning, Tom.
Morning, Hoff. How are you?
Oh, I'm real good, thank you. I hope you're the same.
Yes. A slight cold. Feel pretty good.
I heard your sports thing at 11:10 tonight about Carroll Speedway.
Yeah, they're putting on this big stock car race, and so they bought into the show this week. I'm very happy that an awful lot of people must listen to Hawthorne. They must be real race fans, because all the different spots that we do with Aggie and the different shows, we've had record-breaking crowds. But we have put on, I think, great shows out there.
Stock cars. Is
That's right. And this coming Sunday, we will have Roll Bars, which we didn't have last time.
That's George Roll Bars.
No, I could go along with that gag, but you see, we had so many. There was serious accidents. I mean, it was spectacular. But the point was, if a stock car was going to be stock, we don't have roll bars in the stock cars. We should have. Matter of fact, I'm hoping that maybe through some of our sad experiences we've had, that Detroit will see fit to put some roll bars, because on some of these new coupes, every man's entitled to his own opinion. You know what I mean, the hardtop convertibles,
yeah.
Without mentioning any trade names.
Mm-hmm.
They look, in essence, like a convertible. There simply is not enough strength in those tops. You have no middle support like you do on a four-door sedan.
Mm-hmm.
And a car that weighs 4,000 pounds, which many of them do, if they do get upside down, they just don't have the support in there.
You mean roll bar would be on the outside of the...
Well, I don't know how they do it. It would represent quite an engineering problem. But I think that they are ingenious enough back there at Detroit. I think we build the finest cars in the world, regardless of what some people say. I think they could do it, and I think they should do it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll support the frame underneath and all that type of thing, but with the traffic problems we have today, we do, unfortunately, have a lot of cars get on our head.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, anybody who has a convertible certainly knows that when they buy it. So.
That's right. So this Sunday, anyway, we're going to have roll bars and shoulder harness and safety belts, and the belts are going to be welded or bolted to the frame so that the seats can't come loose.
Why don't they wire the doors shut? So
well, that they do, Hoff.
Oh, do they?
They rope them together. But what we discovered last time, that the whole seats came loose. You know, when the car rolls over, the seat comes loose.
Fasten the wheels to a post. They have to turn around, Dick.
But
he just doesn't understand these things. He's a flyer, you know.
Hoff, I tell you one thing that we can all do. You can buy safety belts now for about, around $12, $14.
Mm-hmm.
And on driving these freeways, you know, the speed limit is 55 miles an hour on a freeway. But a lot of people go faster than that. And you get somebody sideways and you go over or something.
You can go, I think, about 10 over without having any difficulties. But what kills me on the speedways or the freeways are the people who drive at 30 miles an hour in the middle lane.
Doesn't that terrible?
All this fractures me.
Or the fast lane.
Yeah. They're supposed to stay on the outside lane of those.
Can I butt in for a minute, Hoff? This is very funny.
No, Dick.
A kid friend of my youngsters has got a Ford, and he went out and bought himself some of these Wire wheel conversions that they put on the outside that look like wire wheels, and so he's afraid that somebody's going to snatch him the first time he goes out, so he went out and bought himself about one dozen of these bicycle locks that have the long hoops on them, and he's put those through the wheels, and he's going down now to try to get them to balance the wheels with these bicycle locks. He's got four different keys, or six different keys for each wheel.
You know what he ought to do? He ought to put, these things probably stick out, he ought to put those little prongs, and they could play something every time he goes, boom, 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 you know?
That's an idea.
Yeah, the musical wheels.
Have you seen those new stoplights they have on the back of the car?
That's illegal, you
know. Stop and go?
Illegal in California.
Oh?
Yeah, I read that in Motor Trend
Magazine. Looks like a little signal with red, yellow, caution, and green.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. For some reason, I think it's a very good idea because it shows the person behind you what you're going to do.
Well, Hoff, let me put you on here formally in the manner in which you are accustomed, right?
All right.
Well, boys rehearse the theme, and you go right ahead and play with Dick after I give the cue. See, this will be very good. But now, ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, the midnight hour, that is, with his usual bright facets and embellishments of entertainment, such as those amazing folks from the audience, scintillating guest stars, Dick Arendt, our virtuoso of the organ, Mr. George Kaufman and his famous unfinished symphony. Or furniture, I should say. And now, here is our head quipmaster, the old Hogan himself, the one, the only Hawthorne, ladies and gentlemen.
Good, fine. I see we have a lot of community singers here tonight, too. Let's hear your voices. Not very loud, were they, huh? Let's try this. Divide the house in half, and just you folks do it, huh? Say me.
You.
That's very good. I think this side over here is the best. Say about 50 people over here. There we go. Let's hear it from you now. Let's say 1, 2, 3. Sounds like a Greyhound bus going east, isn't it? Southbound. What do you got up here? I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second. Oh, yeah. You remember the lyrics of the thing? Peanuts, popcorn, chewing gum. We got them all here. You can't tell the players without a program. A long time ago, I think it was about 1948, had some lyrics written to this for Vote the Cornball Ticket. We know you'll pick it and back it with all you've got. Yeah, Vote the Cornball Ticket. We know you'll pick it and back it with all you've got. Hawthorne in the White House would be truly keen. After a while, we'll paint the White House green. We think that Cooper is simply super. We like him an awful lot. So it's up with the Hogan. Remember our slogan, the Hogan in every pot. I haven't had done that for you. Thank you. Spontaneous applause. Thank you for leading it, Dave. Oh, gee, that was a long time ago. When that thing was real big. Would you like to sing that? Would you? Good. All right, Dick, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
I'm looking over the four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain. Third is the roses that grow in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining somebody I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Yeah, you're not singing tonight. You just don't have it tonight, that's all. Yeah, let's give them the Regal Pale song. And, Dick, you play it, and we'll all sing it. Here we go. One, two, three.
Regal Pale, Regal Pale, always reach for Regal Pale.
It's so light,
it's so fine,
it's a better beer.
Really good, Regal Pale, the taste will tell the tale. Regal Pale, Regal Pale, Regal Pale beer. Really good, Regal Pale.
We'll tell the tale.
Right.
Regal Pale, Regal Pale, Regal Pale beer. Try Regal today.
Reach for Regal. It tastes so good.
Well, he didn't say it on the end there, did he? What is this, your coat there?
My cane.
Your cane. Do you have, what is it, a wrist or ankle? Oh, all the way up.
It used to be all the way up.
How did you break it?
Motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your boy knows that, though, doesn't he, Dick? Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's too bad. How long have you had it?
Last August.
August? Are you going to keep it very long?
I don't know.
Anybody autographed your cast?
No, this is a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Better put a zipper on next time.
A zipper. Come here, I'll sign it for you. I'd like to get my name on that. Oop, not too high. You can flip over backwards here. Oh, look, that's a brand new one, huh? When did you get that finished?
This afternoon.
Mm-hmm. See, age? Oh, it's still wet. Or were you sloshing outside here?
It's not raining.
T-H-O-R-M-E. I always have to spell it because I misspell it at times. There.
Well, it's easy, huh?
What's your name?
Livingston.
I presume. Thank you, Doc.
There you go. Keep the change.
What is this, money? Let me see here. Republic of France. This is what? A quarter? 10 francs. Liberty, Egality, Fraternity. What fraternity do you belong to? This is very nice of you. Did you bring this back from England?
Good.
Very kind of you to do that. I'll put that in my money collection. I try to collect money. But unfortunately, people don't see it my way. Oh, yeah. You want to really have him sing out? Or do you think he could sing out? Give me a real loud. Somebody's still on me over here. Yeah, you want to try it real loud now? The person who sings the loudest gets this hunk of unpainted furniture from... what is this, Philippine mahogany?
Philippine mahogany coffee table.
What?
Did you know that was a Philippine mahogany coffee table made of the very best of Philippine mahogany?
What kind of
and
coffee?
Did you know that all furniture was unpainted to begin with?
Yes, I did.
Did I ever tell you that we had the largest unpainted furniture store anywhere?
I've heard you mention it from time to time.
Did I ever tell you that we make special furniture to order and special cabinets to order?
Did
I ever tell you where we were located at 424 West Las Feliz?
I recall that.
Did I ever tell you that we have written directions for unpainted furniture? Did I ever tell you that we had a free catalog and free written instructions that we give?
Did I ever tell you
that we had our location is at 424 West Las Feliz?
I've heard you say that, yes. Mr. Kaufman, this is what?
That coffee table is...
I mean modern?
That's a modern coffee table. We also have provincial and colonial and maple designs also.
Well, fine. This we're going to give to the loudest singer, and I want you to be the one who selects the loudest singer in our group, will you?
I'll be very happy to. And don't
will
forget
you
our address. It's 424 West Los Angeles.
All right. You roam
it's
through the audience.
West of San Fernando Road.
Yeah, it's between the railroad tracks.
Between the railroad tracks and the San Fernando Road.
And it gets awfully confusing at times, too, because a train comes down.
Right across the street from the gas station.
Mr. Kaufman, you forgot one thing. Free parking at the Richfield Station.
That's correct. And one block west of San Fernando Road.
Good. Well, I was hoping you'd tell us... What?
I forgot to mention it was on Las Feliz.
Good. Well, let's get...
424.
We aren't on the air yet.
It's 424.
Four.
All right. Now, you pick out whomever you want to give this, will you?
I'll be very happy to. And don't forget, it's for unpainted furniture. It's the Kaufman Woodcraft Shop.
All right, Mr. Shop. All right, now, here we go.
It's over a morning clover that I overlooked before.
Louder.
One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain. Third is the roses that grow in the rain.
Louder.
No need explaining, the one remaining is somebody I adore.
Join us at home.
I'm looking over a morning clover that I overlooked before.
Did you find somebody, Mr. Kaufman?
Yes, I have. These gentlemen right over here sang the most beautifully. They sang the loudest.
No big deal.
All right. Do you want to give them this unpainted Philippine mahogany?
You mean this beautiful unpainted coffee table?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. There you are. Solo. All right. Sing the first couple of lines so low that we'll have to crank it up. All right, just you two.
Looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Okay, I think that's pretty good. We'll have to give them to him. Give him a nice round. Coffee table. This comes, the name has slipped my mind for the present. No. Just joking. Thank you, Mr. Kaufman. It's a fine piece of furniture there. Earl Bostick, would you come out here, Earl? Bring that record with you. I want to play that. Earl Bostick, one of the top men in the music business today, plays a saxophone.
Hi, how are you, Hawk?
Very, very fine, and I hope you are
Wonderful.
The same. You have the Sheik of Araby, huh?
Yes, that's right.
How long have you been recording for King, Earl?
Oh, I've been recording for King since 1949.
This is one of the biggest labels in the business.
Yes, they're very good.
I know they have, I would say, a good percentage of the hits throughout the year.
Yes, they're doing all right for themselves.
Have you had a real big seller yet?
Yes, my biggest seller with King has been Flamingo. I did that about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
year and a half, something like that.
All right. You have a blue cast to your glasses.
Yes, well, that's actually, they're not tinted blue with the way that they were done. I don't know. I can't explain it to you, but that's the way they were done.
Well, are they coated, I wonder?
Yes, they are.
Well, mine are coated, but they don't give off that color. I've never seen it.
Well, this is something new that the fellow in Chicago confidenced me into getting.
It was nice of him to suggest it, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Did you pay extra for that?
You know I did, of course.
What else? Huh? You going to open the Tiffany when?
We open the Tiffany this coming Friday, which is the 20th of March.
Mm-hmm. Sax the only thing you play?
Well, no, I play sax, clarinet, electric guitar, and trumpet.
Mm-hmm. How'd you happen to take up the trumpet?
Well, I had a little band in college, and our trumpet player didn't show up one night, so I played trumpet.
Must have been a funny night, huh?
Yes, it was. It was comical because I had, in order to play trumpet successfully, you have to have what they call an embouchure. And, and I had no lip because I hadn't been playing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I knew how to finger the trumpet, but I just didn't have the lip to do so, and it was rather comical.
Did you develop your lip on?
Yes.
Can you play now pretty well?
Well, I haven't touched one now in a matter of about a year.
Mm-hmm. Gee, I wish I had my moose call here tonight.
You let me do that,
I'd be glad to show you how to play that thing. It has no vowels, has no armature or aperture, doesn't have anything. Just has a moose call.
Just the sound.
Is this in release now, or is it just coming up?
Yes, that is my latest recording, The Sheik, and on the other side is Steam Whistle Jump,
mm-hmm.
which sounds an awful lot like another tune that you would recognize.
Steam Whistle Jump?
Mm-hmm.
You wrote this, and it's an instrumental, huh?
Yeah, well, yes.
Well, let's listen to The Sheik of Araby, huh?
Sure.
Would you like to put this on to Shreya Maya? Yeah. What is that, German extraction?
Yeah, no, it's German.
Hmm?
German.
Well, that's what I said. Says, no, it's German. Here's the Sheik of Era B. One, a two, a three. Before we have a question or two from the audience, I would like to mention International Harvester. You don't mind, do you?
No, I don't. I think they're very fine.
They are. You were saying that they made buses.
That's what I was told about 3 months ago.
Bus motors.
Yes, bus motors. Mm-hmm.
You were trying to buy a two-place bus.
Two-seater, yes.
Be a little difficult, I think. That would be interesting, though, to look for a two-seat bus, wouldn't it? Can't you see at rush hour? Sorry, only got one other seat left. The new International Harvester Decorator refrigerators have Decorator underlined here. I guess they want to punch that. Decorator refrigerators bring color to your kitchen in just 7 minutes. You use less than 2 yards of fabric of your choice to match your curtains, drape. I don't understand this. You? How can you, let's see, use less than 2 yards of fabric of your choice to match your curtains, drapes, or walls? Well, how does that happen with a refrigerator? Does anybody know? What does this have to do? I think they were writing two other pieces of copy. I better go over this again. The new International Harvester Decorator refrigerators bring color to your kitchen in just 7 minutes. Use less than 2 yards of fabric of your choice to match your curtains, drapes, or walls. What do? They wrap the refrigerators up in the furniture or something? I mean, in the... What?
They put it on the door.
Oh, paste it over the door. Why didn't somebody think of this before? That's new, isn't it? I've never heard of such a thing. You get a beautiful... Thank you. Are you with International Harvester? Are you the agency?
Well,
man?
In a magazine one day.
Oh, in a magazine. I see. I've got to start reading magazines. That's all. You can get a beautiful Styron butter dish free when you go in to see the International Harvester Decorator Refrigerators in Glendale. Glendale Refrigeration Sales, 429 South Central Avenue. You know where that is, Mr. Kaufman?
Yes, I do.
Right near your place. 429, that would be close, too.
Sure, 424.
You're 424 and they're 429 South Central Avenue. That's right handy. That's Glendale Refrigeration Sales. Find out about the International Harvester. See, I think that's a great idea.
Sure it is.
Well, they should explain this to you.
More thoroughly?
Yeah, less than 2 yards of fabric of your choice to match your curtains. All right, do that with the International Harvester. What was your question you'd like to ask, Mr. Bossy?
I wanted to know if he had to travel all over the country to plug his records, or does he just plug it in a local area and let somebody else plug it other way?
That's a good question. He wants to know if you travel.
Actually, I don't do the plugging of the records. The plugging of the records is done by King Records, the people that I record for. I record for them, and they process the record and release it to the public, and then they have distributors all over the country, and these distributors take the records to the disc jockeys and ask the disc jockeys to listen to it, and if they like it, they play it. If they don't, poor me.
That's true. A guy will never play a record unless he likes it himself. And even though the public will usually pick the tunes, the guy will always play them because of that.
That's right.
And he will still have to like the record, though.
Sure.
I know a lot of number one songs that some guys will play to death, and another one won't play because he doesn't feel it fits his particular show.
That's right.
And which is the way it should be, because it always reflects the personality.
Well, that also gives you a variety, you know. Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
If everybody played all the same tunes, I mean, any station you turn to, I mean, you hear the same thing, it would get very tiresome.
We interrupt this commercial to bring you a record.
Right.
Which happens a couple of times.
Sure.
Yes, did you have a question, sir?
After the station break,
Oh, you wanted me to do a station break. This is KNX Los Angeles. My name is Hawthorne, here every night, Monday through Saturday. 50,000 watts of big fat power.
What are some of his tunes that he has written?
Written?
Some that I've composed myself. Well, the first tune that I composed was a tune called Trial on Swing. It was on the other side of Jumpin' Jack that Cab Calloway recorded. And then the next tune that I composed was Let Me Off Uptown, done by Gene Krupa.
That was a great record. That sold a million or so, didn't it?
Yes, it sold very well.
Who was it?
Buy a cigar out of
there. Roy Eldridge, wasn't he?
Yes, Eldridge, yeah. Roy Eldridge. And then the next thing that I composed was a tune that I did myself called That's the Groovy Thing. And then I composed, I've composed quite a few tunes since then that I recorded myself. For example, Joy Dust and, 845 Stomp, Earl's Rum Boogie, Bostic Jump. See, I'm getting the name in there, Bostic. But yeah. I have no kidding. I have recorded quite a few. I have recorded quite a few of my own compositions in the last 6 years.
You ought to get connected with a mastic place, and you call it Bostic's Mastic.
Yes, you know, I don't quite understand you.
Well, mastic is a new thing they've got in paint. You know, mastic. Have you heard of your house masticated?
I know of masticating in the terms of eating.
No, this is different. Bostic's mastic.
Oh, he eats the house up. I see.
He eats up the bank account too.
No, bro.
Occasionally.
That's bad.
Here's a man who has a question.
I don't know if you ever recorded Flying Home.
No, I never recorded Flying Home. It so happened that I worked with Lionel Hampton from 1943 until 1945, which was 2 years. And we had to play Flying Home around three or four times a night. And after I got out of the band, I thought it would be best that I didn't bother with Flying Home anymore for my own peace of mind. It's a beautiful number, but after you do it so many times, I mean, you know, you kind of steer clear of it whenever you can.
And when Hampton plays it, it's a 9 or 10 minute number, isn't
it? Oh, longer.
Does it go longer?
Oh, we used to play theaters, and we'd get to playing Flying Home. And, well, usually when you play a theater, the manager of the theater ask you to do a 60-minute show.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd hit into Flying Home after 50 minutes had gone, and we'd get off about 80 or 90 minutes later.
No kidding.
And the manager would be walking around off stage tearing his hair out.
Sure, they got those seats to fill again.
Sure.
That's the big problem in the theaters. Say, speaking of theaters, this is off the subject. I saw a special press screening today of CinemaScope, the new method.
I haven't seen that.
20th Century Fox. Daryl Zanuck was there to explain and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most spectacular thing you're going to see in the motion picture business.
Is this the thing that they give you special glasses?
No, no. The whole, no glasses or anything. You just sit there and you're in the picture.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, it's fascinating. The whole end of the theater is the screen, the convex screen.
Something new.
It is fabulous. You can't describe it. It's something you have to see. But I think this is going to be the salvation of the motion picture industry.
Where did you see this?
It was at the Western Avenue Studios. It was a special
press screening. It hasn't been released to the general public.
No, it hasn't. I saw the glasses. They're something to be desired for me, because I wear glasses, and
that tickles him.
Well, I couldn't get them on. The glasses were on the screen practically. I put them over my glasses, and I looked through them, and they kept falling down, and I kept seeing double. You know.
I understand.
But this, there's no problem with glasses. I think they've got the answer in this CinemaScope.
Wonderful.
It's the greatest thing. I'm anxious to see. They showed this is in the Line of Music. Lionel Newman, and he was directing the 20th Century Fox Symphony.
Wonderful.
In this picture. And they record with three microphones. This will interest you, Jerry. This is the stereophonic sound or something like that. In other words, the three mics pick up the three different sounds. If the violins are playing on the left side of the screen, you hear it from the left side of the screen.
Wonderful.
And if a guy drops a cymbal in back, you hear it in back. You know?
I see what you mean.
And if the orchestra leader doesn't like something, he raps and it comes right from the stick.
Well, look, this will necessitate them rebuilding the theaters, won't they?
No. All it requires is the new screen for the
on
stage.
The stage?
And they build them to fit the stage.
I see.
In other words, the Roxy Theater in New York would be this, I imagine, 80 foot, or I forget what
width
of that
stage.
Thing is. And if it's a small theater in Cream Gravy, Iowa, it fits that stage too.
I understand.
You can't describe it. You got to see
it. Cream Gravy, Iowa. I don't think I've ever heard of that place.
We saw a scene. It's north of Mashed Potato.
Oh, I see.
You'll find, and the whole industry, of course, is looking forward to something new in the business, and I think this might be the answer. MGM just went in with 20th Century Fox. I mean, they signed contracts with them to do all their pictures in CinemaScope.
Wonderful.
Which I think it's going to be a boon to music, which is the reason I brought this in. I think it'll show music off to its best, because you see the entire orchestra, and still you don't have any feeling of the frame.
I
in other
understand.
Words, your proscenium is not there anymore. Mm-hmm. You're sitting in the picture.
That's wonderful.
Oh, it's a great thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm anxious to see Cinerama, too, when it's opening up at the Warner's Hollywood.
Well, I heard about Cinerama. I haven't had a chance to see it myself. I've been traveling so fast. But I understand that it's definitely a wonderful thing.
Well, something's going to happen in the business. I think that might be it. Saw scenes from The Robe, and of course, this is. You can't talk about that. It's just the greatest.
Wonderful.
Well, let's see. Any more questions here you'd like to ask, Earl? Got off the subject here, but something important.
About how many records did Flamingo sell?
Ooh.
Flamingo.
I don't know the exact number, but I do know that they sold an awful lot. I receive a monthly, I receive a quarterly statement. That is to say, I receive a statement from them every 3 months, along with a check. That's the nice one. They tell me how many that each record that I have recorded has sold in that 3 month period.
Oh,
now, in order for me to check it up, I would have to either call them and ask them to check it, or I'll get all of my statements out and add them up, you know. And as I said before, I've been moving very fast in the past year and a half, and I haven't had a chance to do too much of much checking on that. I'd like to know myself, though.
I think it is a very big seller. I know every jukebox, every place that jumps I go into that has Flamingo. I think it's one of my favorites. And also, what's that one that you recorded? It goes, ba 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 ba.
Sleep.
Yeah, sleep. I think
that's sleep?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, you don't sleep on sleep.
I guess not.
Nightmare. Providing you have a nightmare.
Yeah, you ought to record Artie Shaw's Nightmare on the Other Side of Sleep.
Yes, how about that?
Well, should prove interesting.
Be nice.
You're from what part of the country?
New York City.
Born and raised there?
No, I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Then what?
And I went from, after I graduated from high school, I went to college in Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, and from there to Xavier University. And I got a Bachelor of Arts, and I tried teaching a little while, but it was a little too dull for me. I think I was too young at that time. I was 21, and you know how those boys are when we're 21.
Yeah.
I decided to get in the music business, and that is in the swing field, the jazz field. So I started traveling with different bands, and I gradually worked myself on up to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I settled.
How long you had your own band, did you say?
Well, that is a problem, because I had my first band when I was in high school, and then I had another dance band when I was in college. And then when I went to New York, I organized a band in 1939 and kept it until 43 when I joined Lionel Hampton. Then in 45, when I left Lionel Hampton, I got a band again. And I've had one ever since, mm-hmm. without any interruptions.
What kind of show do you present? All music, singing, dancing?
Well, we do a variety of things. We sing and we play. Of course, at the Tiffany Club, we'll play. We won't do much singing because the people in this part of the country know me mostly by my alto solos.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine anything else that we did that was too far away from that, they wouldn't really appreciate too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well,
I may
true.
Be wrong.
Well, you never know. Sometimes they want singing, sometimes they want talking, sometimes they want just music.
Sure.
You can present anything you want.
Okay? Yeah, we can give them a little of everything.
That's the Tiffany Club when?
The Tiffany Club this coming Friday, March 20th, for mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
Well, fine. Thank you very much, Earl.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Lots of luck in your record. Good luck. Thank you. On behalf of Earl. See, I got some info here on the California Hobby Show. It's going to be March 20th through March 29th, Shrine Convention Hall. And this is not to be confused with the Shrine Auditorium, which I guess is next door, isn't it? Shrine Auditorium next door to the Shrine Convention Hall? Yeah. Right around the corner? Mm-hmm. What's that street?
32nd Street.
32nd Street. Is it? Off of Washington Boulevard?
Yeah. Near Las Feliz.
Near Las Feliz. No, it's not Glendale. Let me see what they're going to have there. Antique guns, miniatures, lead soldiers, old newspapers. Old newspapers. Well, I guess so. Early talking machines, mustache cups, buttons, rocks, shells, coins. Oh, that's why they wanted me to go over there. They said, come on over. You don't have all your buttons. We have some here. He sews. Stamps, music boxes, cookie cutters, tape measures, old silver, pencils, begonias, old sheet music and everything. Demonstrators will be on hand, too, to explain the fundamentals of such crafts as weaving. My uncle weaves a lot. He doesn't have any. Ceramics, leathercraft, painting, carving, and embossing. A large space will be given over to the aquarium display where thousands of fish, both salt and freshwater, will be shown in lighted tanks. Sounds like a pretty good deal. Oh, large electric eel, too. They're going to have a large electric eel there. Get a charge out of that, don't you? Model railroads, electric steam powered. What else did they tell me to talk about? Well, I guess that's about the scoop on it. you folks who have a hobby, and I think that includes about everybody, go on over there, huh? How much does it cost? I don't know. Have they got any prices here or not? It's 2,500 square feet. 20-foot steel cable. Oh, here it is. Tickets are $90. Or 90 cents. Wow, 90 cents and 50 cents. Doors open from 1 to 11 o'clock. That's the hobby show. Tax? Oh, it's not very much. What is it, 20% tax on this? Yeah, well, it could come to a buck or so, I guess. I imagine it does include tax, yeah. That's the hobby show, the 1953 California Hobby Show, March 20th through the 29th, Shrine Convention Hall. Make up your mind to go there right now. You can go there right now, but there wouldn't be anything, so wait and go to the 20th, I guess. That's the latest. Had a letter from Art Thorson. I said, I understand that if you play any Chi-Chi Murphy record at 45, it sounds exactly like Louis Armstrong. Doggone. I brought a record with me today and put it upstairs, and when I went to pick it up, it was in two pieces. As you can see, I'll hold up the microphone so you at home can see it. That's one side. Here's the other side. You notice there's less. Oh, I got it. I've never sneezed on the air. What do you do? You know? Gazenda. Oh, dear. That happened so quickly. It's cold in here, though. It was a good bit, wasn't it? I have to remember that. I got a good laugh. What would happen if I sneeze or cold, cough or something? Angelo, let's mention Angelo's restaurants. How many of you folks have been there? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's pretty good. You've been there? Which one did you go to?
I understand the food at Angelo is untouched by human hands.
What do you mean?
The chef's a monkey.
No, you're wrong. The chef at both of the Angelo's restaurants, the chefs, you'll find them in the kitchen. So go go to either Angelo restaurant, Angelo's Silver Room, Burton Way at Doheny in Beverly Hills, or Angelo's downtown, West 6th, east of Spring. Here's a letter from Dorothy. She says, I'm always picking on you, but I must inform you that Angelo's downtown closes at 1:30, Beverly Hills at 2. This is, they almost threw the coffee at us. I mentioned your name. Well, all right, please don't mention my name when you go to Angelo's restaurant. Tell them somebody else sent you. Well, I would like to have you try Angelo's. As she says here, the food is good. And she should know because she tried it. Thank you very much, Dorothy. Dorothy who doesn't say... That would be an interesting name, Dorothy who. You know, it says, this is Dorothy. Dorothy who? I don't know. What do you have there? Something for Angelo?
Daddy, I'm one of my husband's best customers.
That's Mrs. Angelo. She goes to the restaurants all the time. Downtown, the Silver Room. You too, huh? Next time you're in town, go downtown. West 6th, east of Spring. Or if you're in Beverly Hills, go to Angelo's Silver Room, Burton Way at Doheny. Does a sneeze portend anything? Does it mean you're going to have a cold? This is ridiculous. I will not get a cold. I won't accept it. I positively. You watch. Tomorrow night, I won't have one. How's the harmonica? Good. What would you like to play? First of all, I better introduce you, Danny. Well,
how do you do, Hart?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Shake hands. Everybody shakes hands, you know. How are you? Shake hands. I guess it's acceptable,
yeah,
though, isn't it?
Thing to do. I mean, providing you wash them afterwards.
That's right. Stand. Why don't you stand up here? I can remember you coming to some of my early shows years ago.
I used to do that.
Mm-hmm. You were a little youngster then.
My voice was a little higher then.
Mm-hmm. What did you have in mind then? Were you going to get ahead in show business?
Well, I was selling papers at the time and saving my money and going to acting school and practicing my harmonica real hard and I wanted to be somebody in show business. I guess that's all I can ever remember is wanting to be somebody in show business.
Mm-hmm. What happened to give you the break?
Well, 1948, I went over to Columbia Studios in an interview, and after going to several drama schools and doing junior little theater work and playing my harmonica all over every place, mostly for nothing, I got a part over at Columbia Studios in a picture called Mr. Soft Touch, which led to eventually me doing a co-starring role in 49.
Is 49 the new one?
In 1949.
Okay. Oh, I see.
You call Military Academy. It was
Dodie the picture. End was recorded. You know,
people didn't like it, but the beat got their kicks.
That's good. Nice material.
And
then what happened?
Well, then from 49, I kicked around and built up a nightclub act, which I started out in the, what you'd call the, not exactly the classy clubs. I worked with a lot of strip teasers and emceed shows there and learned the hard way. And, well, up until this year, and things started to pop this year. Mm-hmm. I landed a picture called, I did a score for a picture called Ruby Gentry. Background
did the
music,
score?
Background music. Picture song
with a harmonica?
With a harmonica, yeah. Ruby Gentry with Jennifer Jones and Colin Nest, and another fella did, and I did it, another harmonica. But we did cut two different versions, and there was this musical score, and last year I did a picture called Meet Danny Wilson with Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Were you in that picture?
Yeah, it's playing in town again. They're rerunning it at one of the theaters.
What theater do you recall?
Pan Pacific.
Pan Pacific.
Yeah, it's playing with Marlon Brando's picture, Streetcar Named Desire. And speaking of Marlon Brando, I just completed, very fortunate to have gotten a role in this new motorcycle picture. Broke his leg.
One with a broken leg.
It's called The Wild One. It was called The Cyclist Raid. And I play a crazy psycho character by the name of Bebop. All these guys are crazy. I mean, they go into a town and completely take it over.
Well, this is based on fact.
Right? On fact, that's
well,
right.
Well, I better say here that this isn't the way all cyclists are. It's the same as there might be screwball drivers or
this is
bank presidents.
This is the story of the crazier ones. But, I mean, well, I wouldn't say it's cycle drivers are crazy. They're just a little eccentric.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's a lot of work to drive a cycle, isn't it?
That's right.
Or motor, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Not the new clubs?
The American Motorcycle Association. The
American Motorcycle Association?
It really is a big organization, because I know they were out on our picture, and they're quite powerful. I understand that the circulation on some of their magazines is tremendous. I mean, I don't know too much about before this picture. I had never ridden a motorcycle before. Actually, I was very scared. I mean, I got over that quick. You know, the money sort of takes away
the pain.
The pain, you know. Marlon fell off his in the middle of the picture, you know. But he didn't get hurt bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say right now that it really was a big thrill and honor to work with a fellow like Marlon Brando, because to me, I think he's the greatest actor in pictures today. This fellow, I mean, how can you beat him? Two pictures in 2 years and two Academy Award nominations. Mm-hmm. And he may even win it tomorrow night. Who knows?
Yeah, well, if he wears his T-shirt.
If he wears his T-shirt. How do you like that?
I use your
bit. He tears him and he gets an Academy Award. I tore him and I got heck from the studio.
Well, that's the way it goes. You can't get everything, can you?
Now, listen, Stella, your sister Blatch is no lily.
Is that the way he talks?
Yeah, he talks like this.
You know, I've never seen this guy on the screen.
He says, your sister Blatch is no lily, ha-ha. He says, we have here the state of Louisiana, which is known as the Poyatic Code. Now, your Poyatic Code states what's the wife is the husband's and vice versa. And it just so happens I have a friend who deals in discount merchandise, and he's going to tell me all about it.
Hey, that's very well done. From what I've heard of it. Play this harmonica thing here.
Well, this has been a very good luck charm to me, because when I got my first part over at Mrs. Softledge, going back to 1948 again, I was in a line of 96 fellows, you know? I mean, could have been any of us. And there I was standing there and not knowing what to do, because the director is just looking at faces. And, I mean, it's...
we'll wait.
I'm not saying anything, but what I'd like to point out is there was a fella standing next to me with a very blank expression on his face, and I thought to get him some attention that I'd just sort of hit him in the stomach, and I hit him in the stomach. He yelled, the director came over, and I pulled out my harmonica.
That's how you got
it. And they took him along with me, so, I mean, the pain wasn't too great.
That's a good idea. Next time it happens, step on somebody's foot, kick them or anything.
That's right. Do anything, because who knows?
You may get the part. Mm. Well, what would you like to render?
Well, I'd like to do a little jump tune called Undecided Now, mm-hmm. and then after that, to save time in between, I'd like to do the song from the picture Ruby Gentry. It's called Ruby, and I think this will be the... I don't know if it's the first time on the air. They just had a recording come out. Les Brown made it.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be pretty near the first time in person anybody does it on the air.
Oh, fine. You wrote it?
No, I didn't write it.
Oh,
no, I'm not that brilliant. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty stupid. But a fellow by the name of Heinz Rumheld wrote the musical score.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I'd like to do a song called Undecided Now.
Good.
Wah, 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 wah.
Real, real good. It's a magnificent number.
I think it's a very beautiful number. I mean, it's something that when you play, it's not every song that a performer plays that really hits his heart, but this, you can actually say that you're playing with your whole heart.
You were. I bet you'd never capture that again the way you did. And it was just beautifully done. Exceptional. Danny Welton is the man's name. Danny Welton.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Please come back real soon.
If anybody's around Palm Springs about April the 3rd, I'm opening at the Chi Chi down there.
Chi Chi in Palm Springs, April 3rd. You want to play the harmonica, too?
Comedy and harmonica.
Good. Thank you, Danny. Write me a card so I can mention it.
I sure will. I'll drop a card over to the program and have you mention it.
Good.
And we got our fingers crossed on a deal with Jack Benny that may happen. It looks... Well, we hate to talk, Jim, but it looks real good. I may go to the Kern Theater with Jack Benny and his vaudeville review, and I'd be the only unknown on the show, so I got two fingers crossed.
Good boy. Danny Welton. My name is Hawthorne. I'll be back tomorrow night, same time, afternoon at 4:30. Stay tuned for BBI's Bill Balanced Beyond from now until about 5:30 in the morning. And it's well worth staying up for, too. Everything came to you from Columbia. Jerry DeHaan was our engineer. Square.
Thanks for the build-up, Hawthorne.